Does it please you?
Does it please you? I mean, is it
What? Mark Rohde and Dan Wiederer, time winding down. It's been a pleasure, Weedsy.
It doesn't please me, but it's good to see.
Yeah, I think it's been very gratifying. We do have an episode, Dan and I do have an episode of the Take the Narth podcast up and running right now. Actually, a couple of episodes that are up and running right now, if you'd like to check those out. That is what we regularly do. Today, though, we have been filling in for Rahimi and Harris. Those guys will be back next week. A bunch of thank yous to hand out on the show today, including Ray Diaz and Robbie the Tree, Triano, doing great work back there. We had a blast of a show today. Thank you as well to Connor O'Donnell and Jen Duddleson for doing great work on the Twitch screen and all the people that text and called and tweeted and all the participation we had on today's show. And thank you to our guests as well. Those included the following. We did have on the show today Mo Egger from Cincinnati Radio 1530 in Cincinnati talking about the Reds and Trey Hendrickson. Fishy Business was on. Kevin Fishbane was on with us at 11:25 today. Brian Baldinger was on Baldy and his breakdown, and we just had Taylor McGregor on as well. It is now my pleasure to introduce the afternoon show team of Spiegel and Holmes. That is Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes. Gentlemen, happy Friday. Happy Memorial Day weekend. How are ye both?
Thank God we got a ye. I was just waiting that entire wrap up with the propers, Lawrence, for us to get a ye. We're
There's
good.
A ye.
We are very pleased.
Oh, good.
Good.
And yeah. Gratified.
Yeah. Lawrence is at the site of where Terry Bors went to college, right? Where
Northern Illinois.
That's right. Where Barry Rosner went to college. Where, who else? LaShawn Johnson went to college.
Oh, yes.
Didn't he?
Yeah, Garrett Wolfe.
Thank you.
Yeah. Went to college at NIU. Who was the quarterback? The quarterback that was on the Bears.
Jordan Lynch.
Good job, Wiederer.
Who's now coaching at Suburban High School.
Right? Mount Carmel. Yeah.
You got Michael Turner in that group.
Justin McCarron's. I'll give you one from my days out in Naperville. He played wide receiver in the NFL for a little while.
There you go. P.J. Fleck.
Yes.
Rowed a boat.
Mm-hmm. It's an NIU guy. And Lawrence Holmes right now, today.
What's he doing out there? What are you doing in DeKalb, Lawrence Holmes?
I am in DeKalb because my niece, Asia Davis, who is the all-time leader in double-doubles at NIU, is having an event for her foundation, the Asia Davis Foundation, and she asked me to speak at it. So I had a couple of choices of what to do. Take the whole day off, knowing that I wasn't going to be speaking until much later on tonight, or try to get to DeKalb from downtown Chicago at 5 o'clock on Memorial Day weekend. That didn't seem like a really smart idea.
Goodbye, Toledo! Goodbye, Toledo!
Will Baker.
So I reached out to the people here at Northern, and I said, hey, do you guys just, all I need is an Ethernet connection. And they were like, okay. So Sean Frazier and Donna Turner, they were instrumental in getting me here. They got me set up in a conference room. I got a lot of NIU history around me and behind me. And I think there's a graduation that's going on tonight. So there's a lot going on here. And this works out great. I can do the show and hang out with Speaks for a few hours and then go put on a suit and try to raise some money for Asia's foundation.
That's very cool. Love that the niece has asked you to do that. And those pictures that are around there, is there one of Rick Camp with a tuba marching in the marching band?
I was looking for one of Rick Camp. I didn't, but I did find Garrett Wolfe. Like that was one of the ones. Chandler Harnish. You know, there's all sorts of quarterbacks that come out of here. Jordan Lynch. Jimmy Ward, we didn't mention
Jimmy Ward. Good player.
NIU like really has a pretty great history
Sam Hurd? Do we give Sam Hurd some love?
Was he an NIU guy?
I haven't seen any pictures of him, and you should probably stop saying that man's name.
He's got those drugs, man. He's got pounds.
I'm trying to teach you a little bit about life. You should probably not say that man's name no more.
Just don't say it at all for anybody.
I would highly recommend that that's a name that you don't want to speak out loud.
In an unrelated story, I still haven't watched that movie, Cocaine Bear. Have you guys watched that?
I actually enjoyed it.
Out
if
of
you
control.
Suspend disbelief and you walk into that movie and just say, oh, okay, it's a rampaging bear
it's
that's
gory.
On cocaine.
It's yeah. gory, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and treat it like a slasher movie. Mm. That's how I felt about it.
Yeah. All right. I understand.
I don't blame your decision, Lawrence. I had the same conundrum earlier this week. I was out at Hallis Hall for the OTA. I was there all day, and usually it is my want to rush back to the city to often do my Bears Hit with you guys. I'm trying to think, are we at one word or two words right now, Lawrence, with the Bears Hit, would you say?
Today, we can go with two words.
Okay, we'll go with two words. And it got to the point where the clock is ticking. I'm seeing 3 o'clock. I'm seeing 3:30. I got to be here by 5. I'm like, do I want the
no
stress?
Chance. There's
and I,
no
I,
way.
I gave up and I said, I'm just going to do the, because I had a solo show 6 to 9. I'm like, I just gave up. And I felt such relief at that point. I was like, okay, I'm just going to stay here. It's not ideal to do the show remotely from here. It's a little harder for the producers. We got to set up a Twitch line and a Zoom line, but you're going to lose against traffic in Chicagoland.
So you locked yourself in a Hallis Hall closet for 3 hours.
I did. And
he did.
Shout out to the Bears. They like, I'm sure they knew I was there because
maybe
they didn't, but they allowed me to broadcast from there, and I was the last person. No, I really was. You know what's funny is now that I think about it, I'm like, as I walked out of there, of course you've got cleaning crew there, so there and security guards that are there, so there's cars in the lot, but I did look in the players lot and I'm like, there's 4 or 5 cars here still.
Was one of them Caleb Williams's? We heard he's staying late.
I don't know which players have which I know some of the players cars and stuff
can
like
you
that,
guys confirm but, that all we had was Kevin Byard saying he's staying late. We noted that.
That might have been.
I can't confirm that.
Yeah. You can confirm
I
that?
I cannot.
Oh, you can.
Come on.
Nor can
Dan.
I. Like, I was looking. I kind of looked over there. I was like, will I see a player walking out to his car?
Did you guys, I don't know if you guys happen to be listening, or if you have heard who me and Lawrence and Chris Tannehill ran into in the lobby of
I
the
have
Prudential
heard this.
Building?
I was very intrigued by this because I heard your guys' reaction to this, and what I've tried to tell people is that when you have a human interaction with Kevin Warren, your impression of Kevin Warren changes, right? When you're not hearing him give a presentation and a sales pitch and sometimes a you know, whatever you want to call it, a performance.
He's a political animal.
Yeah.
But like when you just stand face to face and chat, like you have a different
extremely
discussion.
Charming.
Extremely.
Yeah.
I mean, immediately he found out I was a singer, and he said, what song do you sing really well? What song do you bring down the house with? So I, of course, went for it.
Right.
And he's giving me like, oh, listen to you. Like, Kevin Warren is giving me props and buttering me up. And editor's note, I enjoy being buttered up. I don't know about you guys. I think he was using the whole stick. It does. I think the entire stick was getting used. So you got to be careful because he's very good at buttering you up. And then all of a sudden you're like, whatever you say, Mr. Warren.
Shovels in the ground in 27? Great.
Yeah. No. Lawrence and I have decided shovels in the ground in 25, but it might just be his backyard. Like on Instagram or something on 12/31.
We've all got plants and flowers.
He just goes out to Arlington Heights with a golden shovel and he's like, see, told you, done deal.
I will say, like, for the first time, because, I mean, we've all been pretty critical, I think, of Kevin Warren at times, whether it's the attention seeking, whether it's the stadium project, all of it. But I will say, and I've said this previously, like, he is partly responsible for the way the Bears are comporting themselves since the season ended. And I know we all looked at the Kevin Warren standing, hovering over Ryan Poles and making Poles look small and not convincing us that Ryan Poles would have the final choice of who the head coach was. But you could tell that Kevin Warren took over the front office and took over the things that would be done in the offseason. And I don't want him meddling any further. I don't need him in on personnel choices or the draft, obviously, or anything with free agency. But I do give him credit for seemingly saying, what the hell's going on here? Let me kind of lead the charge of everything.
Listen, there were
yeah,
boxes.
Getting them on the right road is exactly what they needed as far as process went. And I think that's what he did. So listen, this is what we're going to do today. We're going to let you guys go. But we're going to talk with Bronson Arroyo at 2:40. He's going to join us. And then Greg Cosell is going to join us. You talk about someone who breaks down tape.
Yes.
We're gonna hear from him at 3 o'clock. There was some great stuff from Ross Tucker today we need to discuss. Aaron Rodgers is back in the news. PCA talk, we got it, baby. But when we come back, we are going to talk about these two managers that are facing off this weekend, one that Spiegs absolutely loves and one that he has to tolerate because we do a radio show with him. That's after Tanny's Open. Next, here on The Score.
Later.